Today's story is called The Pirate of Kindergarten. It's by George Ella
Lyon,
illustrated by
Lynn
Avril.
The Pirate of Kindergarten. Ooh, I'm excited. Okay, here we go.
Have you not read it?
I've never read it.
Oh, okay. Ginny loved reading circle. So in the picture of a girl, I think her name is Ginny, and she's holding a pirate book, and she's looking at reading circle. But for some reason, everything looks like there's two of all of them. Getting there was hard though, with all those chairs. She knew only half of them were real, but which ones? And so I think she's probably seeing doubles, because it looks like there's two of each chair.
You're right.
She always ran into some. Someone always laughed. In this picture, Ginny's looking at a boy who's laughing at her, and the boy is also... looks like two people.
Yeah, kind of blurry. It kind of looks like when I wake up, that's what things look like.
Yeah, because mommy needs glasses or contact.
Yeah. It's true.
Ginny loved reading anyway. From the big book Miss Cleo held in her lap. ... Or the flip chart she pointed to with a stick. Or best of all, the book Ginny held in her hands. Okay, so in the first page, there's a picture of the teacher who has red hair. I think her name is Miss Cleo. And she's holding a bit of... She's holding a big orange book. And Ginny is looking... What? And then she... in the picture below that, Miss Cleo is pointing... at a chart, I think, and Ginny is raising her hand. And something I just noticed right now is that Miss Cleo wears glasses.
Mm-hmm. Good observation.
And then in the next page, it's a picture of Ginny holding a big orange book. Not the same one as, the same one as Miss Cleo's. And then there's pictures of hearts around her. Ginny stuck her nose in the fold of the book. Ginny, Miss Cleo said, we read with our eyes, not our noses. But Ginny's eyes played tricks. She read, cat, cat, ran, fast, fast. And there's two cats in the picture, but it's actually just one peach. And in the first picture, she thought everyone saw this way. She didn't know they were tricks. Okay, and then Miss Cleo's leaning over Ginny, who's reading her book. And her nose is all the way in the book like this. Like she's smelling the book. When the other kids laughed, Ginny really tightened her mind. The way you tie a knot on a rope. Then she could remember to only read cat, run, ran, fast. But after... that she'd get afraid to read it again, only softer. And Ginny and a cat and Miss Cleo and her classmates are walking across a big tightrope, I think. And Ginny is holding a green book, but she's squinting, so only one eye is open. And then down beneath them is a bunch of hills that are covered in letters and words, but both of them, they all are two of them. There's like QQ, AA, NN, EE, HH, GG, II, TT, SS, I don't know, BB, MM. All the letters are just doubles. And then Miss Cleo's hand was resting on Ginny's head. as she said just once, Ginny, we read it just once. If Ginny closed one eye, she only saw one word, but Miss Cleo said, don't squint. So Ginny is holding a green book and she is closing one of her eyes. And Miss Cleo's putting her hand on her head like this. Okay. Numbers hopped around like popcorn. When she looked at a chart or a board or the book, she saw twice as many. As many twos like swans and threes like bees. And sixes and big-bellied sixes. As the other kids saw, Ginny liked their shapes. She liked to draw them and she liked to color. Okay, in the first page, there's a bunch of pieces of popcorn flying everywhere, and so on the second page. And there's a picture of Ginny sitting on a number two that looks like a swan. And there's two W's. It says W-W-A-A-O-O. And then on the second page, there's R-R and I-I, and there's some more pieces of popcorn. And there are two, I think they're supposed to be threes, but they're B's. And there is two sixes, and Ginny's making them look like frogs. Scissors were tricky. If she didn't keep her mind tied tight when Miss Cleo gave them rabbit pictures to cut, she might cut out one ear and another. So Ginny's seeing two again, and she's cutting double ears, mm-hmm. or triple, maybe, because it says three another. Once she got so mad, she stuck the scissors in the paste. Carl told Miss Cleo said a three-eared bunny original, and just wash the scissors, Ginny. This time, the teacher patted Carl's hand. Mind your own bunnies, she said. And there's a picture on the second page. I'm not going to say what the first page was, because first page, you don't really need to know that. But Miss Cleo is holding up Ginny's three-eared bunny. And Ginny's slouching down on her desk. And Carl is next to Miss Ginny, and Miss Cleo, and she's looking at him like, go back to your desk. And there's a picture of the scissors in the paste. What's paste?
Where?
Paste.
Glue.
Oh, and also, if you don't know what paste is, it's actually another word for glue. Then came vision screening day. Ginny was a little scared when they lined up to go to the gym. She did fine at first, reading letters on the white chart. The nurse put a black spoon over one eye and asked her to name the letters. She could do that with one eye. She only saw one. it was the same when he covered her other eye. And then in the picture, there's a chart with letters, and I can read them. And there's also numbers. So the first line that says 1 says E. The second line says FP. The third line says TOZ. The fourth line says LPED. The fifth line says FELHPZD. And the sixth line is just a bunch of dots. But when the nurse said, "Now both, use both," Ginny froze. He pointed to the row of letters. And in this picture, there's doubles of all the letters and they're all floating everywhere. And there's double charts too. If they had been words, she could have read just once. But letters by themselves were a jumble. The nurse tapped the chart again. "This line, please." Ginny said all she could say. She said what she saw. Two dots stack up on top of each other. And Ginny is saying,
colon.
I'm going to read the doubles too, okay? T-T-O-O-Z-Z. And the chart says, E-E-F-F-T-O-T-T-O-O-Z-Z 3-3-1-1-2-2-4-4-5-5-L-L-P-P-E-E-D-D. And he pointed at the next line. Oh, and there's, Ginny read the same way. The nurse's voice was gentle. "Do you see two?" Ginny nodded. "Do you see two of me?" he asked. She nodded again. So this picture, there's two nurses. They both look exactly the same, except one of them, the eyes are a little darker, because I think that one's probably the real one. Do you know, the nurse asked, that most people see only one? Ginny started to cry. So on the first page, Ginny is standing and the nurse is bending down. In the second page, it's one white teardrop where the words are and a light blue teardrop next to it. And then a blue page with dark blue specks. Miss Cleo appeared and put a hand on Ginny's shoulder. "What's wrong?" she asked. "This child has double vision," the nurse explained. "She needs to go to the doctor for her eyes." He looked at Ginny. "This can be fixed, so you'll see only one." And in the picture, on the first page, it's all the kids lined up and Miss Cleo is standing next to Ginny. Miss Cleo's wearing a purple shirt and a purple headband. And purple pants and black high heels. And on the second page, there's the letter chart and the nurse holding a backpack. Okay. The next week, Ginny's mother took her to Dr. Clare. He had Ginny look through a special lens in a dark room. It didn't hurt, but it made her a little dizzy. So on this page, it's a picture of her sitting in a chair with some vision goggles on in front of her. And the next page. When they were finished, Dr. Clare said, "Good news. I don't think you need an operation. Just exercises, glasses for a while, and a patch." He reached into a drawer and handed Ginny two patches. One had a band that went around her head. The other one would snap onto the glasses. "You can pick out some frames," Dr. Clare said, and wear the patch till you come back next week. Ginny's mother helped put it on. Now there was just one of everything. She didn't have to squid.
Yay, she can see.
So Ginny became the kindergarten pirate who could do numbers and scissors, who could climb the rigging of the playground fast and read and read and read. And take her place in the circle without knocking over a single chair. The end. I hope you enjoyed the story. Oh, and
kindergarten.
And this story was called The Pirate of Kindergarten, and it was by George Ella
Leon,
and illustrated by
Lynn
Arvril.
And on the back, there's actually
a funny picture. It's a little tiny cat running away from the circle.
Thank you, Harper. That was awesome.
Hope you enjoyed the story. And if you're listening to this at a nighttime, good night. If you're listening to it in the morning, good morning. If you're listening into the afternoon or evening, good afternoon or evening. Hope you enjoyed the story, and bye-bye. This was Harper Holden Sawyer. Harper Holden and Baby Butter podcast. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed the story. Have a great rest of your day or night or evening or afternoon. The end. Sweet.